We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
It's time for the Alan Stock Answer on News Talk 840 KXNT and on demand at kxnt.com. Here's Alan Stock.
There's been a lot of finger-pointing and accusations made since the crisis began as to who was responsible, why weren't actions taken sooner, and what can we do to make sure we're never caught by surprise like this again? There are a lot of fair questions to ask and a lot of answers. First, the accusations against the president that he didn't act soon enough in mitigation actions. The president did act on what he knew when he knew it. Information didn't come to his attention until after the virus had already spread in China. As his medical advisors became aware of the various stages of the severity of the situation, they advised him on actions that should be taken. According to Dr. Anthony Fauci, every recommendation made to the president by his medical advisors was implemented immediately. There was no resistance or hesitation. The medical advisors were relying on the information that came to them in piecemeal fashion. Now, what about governors of the various states? Some of the governors reacted to the crisis as it began to hit their states. Some took action before it became too widespread. Some governors, such as New York's Andrew Cuomo, had to react on a rapid basis as the virus spread rapidly across New York City. High-density environments are areas that can facilitate a rapid growth given that there are so many people living in such close proximity to others. However, many states had not prepared for ventilators or what they are calling PPEs, such as masks and gloves. They didn't think something of this magnitude would hit so suddenly and grow so rapidly. Then there were the members of Congress who were so quick to blame the president. The truth was that Democrats in Congress were more intent on focusing on President Trump's impeachment and removal from office. That was their laser focus. Get the president out at all costs. And that proved to be quite a cost. Their tunnel vision didn't allow them to be aware of the pending coronavirus crisis. It also kept the president focused on the impeachment that could have been a distraction for him. There's also the issue of a lack of information, a lack of transparency from China. They knew about the outbreak in their city of Wuhan days and perhaps weeks before they let the world know about it. They continue with a lack of transparency till today. And of course, we have the World Health Organization that seemed to have known about the outbreak in China, but somehow colluded with China to keep it a secret from the rest of the world. Either they colluded with China or they believed China's lies and regurgitated those lies to the rest of the world. Those lies cost the rest of the world much needed time to prepare for this crisis. So it seems there's plenty of blame that can be pinned on just about everyone. The finger pointing won't stop, but will only be allayed long after this crisis is over. The question is, what can and should be done to be prepared for this kind of viral attack if and when it happens in the future? From a presidential point of view, a cabinet position should be created to address the potential of a similar health crisis. That cabinet position should do nothing but be on the lookout for anything that resembles what we're going through now. Governors have got to make sure their states are stocked with items they might need in a time of health crisis. Perhaps they should have their own cabinet position similar to the one the president should create. And investigations have got to be initiated to find out what China and the World Health Organizations knew and when they knew it. All that should be done after the crisis has abated. But first, we've got to win this battle. I'm Alan Stock. Keep on thinking free.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.